Welcome to MoneyWeb Now. Business news every morning.
It's Friday, 21st of January. I'm Simon Brown, coming at you live and loud from the MoneyWeb Global Headquarters in Johannesburg, South Africa. On the show today, Wayne McCurry from FNB. A bunch happening in our markets. Willie's updates, Distell updates, of course, Distell exiting the market. Sean Saunders from Revex, shedding the growth of metaverse, NFT space and online gaming. What's the common thread between them? We chatted NFTs with Simon Dingle last year. Since then, they certainly have become significantly more popular. And then some thoughts for me, BHP changing their dual listing structure next Friday. This is going to trigger a CGT event. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Morning headlines from MoneyWeb. Storage raises 575 million rand to fund further UK acquisitions. Group says subscriber, the oversubscribed book build is a strong vote of confidence. They basically came out with a sense and said, we're going to do it. And then literally hours later, they had the money. Reuters, China cuts key rates and steps up monetary stimulus to boost the economy. Remember that the China data earlier this week, Monday morning, chatting with Nick Kuntz. It was all right, but it was showing a bit of weakness. So what they've done is lowered the mortgage lending rates yesterday their time, to try to prop up a slowing economy and, of course, to try and boost the property sector, which has got its own issues. Remember, Evergrande. U.S. markets. So U.S. was nicely green, but didn't close that way. Red across the board. S&P minus 1.1%. NASDAQ minus 1.4%. NASDAQ is below the 200-day moving average for the first time since March 2020. That, of course, was the pandemic panic. Asia is red. We got Sydney down 2.3% and Tokyo off 1.4%. Commodities red overnight, although still looking fairly good. Gold, 1,844. Brent, 86.62, down a little bit. Platinum, 1,036 an ounce. Palladium, 2,047. Rhodium, 16,490. Those PGMs are still looking good. Rand, 15.25. Top 40 opening call, better than it looked earlier, but still looking red. 710 points down, that's just over 1%. That as 10 cent trades down 0.2% in the Hong Kong lunch break.
Business, finance, and investment news. MoneyWeb Now.
With Simon Brown.
On the Money. Also available on podcast.
Chatting now with Sean Saunders, CEO and founder of Revex. Sean, appreciate the time this morning. A couple of things to chat about. The first, I suppose, crypto today, we're seeing pressure everywhere, truthfully, markets, everything except commodities. Crypto part of that, as I'm looking at this, Bitcoin just under $39,000 per token. You're looking for this towards the end of the year. I mean, is this, we've kind of like had this before, crypto sell-offs and then rallies. Your expectation for 2022?
Morning, Simon. Thanks very much for having me on again. So there is something unique happening in the crypto space right now, and that is yesterday Russia came out and proposed a blanket ban on crypto trading and mining. Mm-hmm. So very similar to what China did towards the end of 2021. Now, this is just a proposal, and yesterday the market seemed to shrug it off. And today, the market's obviously pulled back. You've seen Bitcoin down roughly around 8%, Ethereum down 7%. But, I mean, this is part of the course, right? I mean, yeah. The fact that governments and central banks around the world are scared and really worried about this new digital currency asset class actually being able to challenge their monetary authority. I mean, that's essentially validation in many respects. So, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you obviously don't want to have governments completely outlawing this digital asset class. But at the same time, it does provide that really, really important validation, and it is due to the growth of crypto. I mean, if you're looking at, you know, over a 1, 3, 5, 10-year investment horizon, cryptocurrencies reign supreme. They've been the top-performing asset class. So over a one-year horizon, I mean, you know as well as I do, you could never sort of say exactly where crypto will end up. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the longer-term price charts and the brain drain, I think that's probably the most important thing to look at. The number of developers, the number of really smart individuals from finance, I mean, literally ranging the spectrum, going from other industries going over into the crypto space, building decentralized apps and all the rest. That's what I'm looking at. And that's what's exciting me the most about the crypto investment opportunity over the much longer term. I think the space is going to get a lot bigger.
Yeah, and of course, we've been here before too. You mentioned China banned crypto. At that point, China was the miner in the world. And Bitcoin's like, okay, no problem. And it kind of shifted territory. I suppose that's part of its DNA. And taking your point, and I like your point there. Where will crypto be in a year? Not sure. Where will it be in 10 years? Probably a lot higher. And hence investing in this market. I mean, it becomes, you know, trading crypto, and I'm a trader, and I've traded crypto, and it is, I mean, your fingers are at risk at all times. It really is about saying, let's do this long term, and that then plays into baskets as well, I got to say.
Exactly. I mean, that's what we stand for, really. We are saying, in the most volatile of volatile asset classes, being cryptocurrency, it's the most important asset class to diversify in, and that's why we launched our bundles. I mean, for listeners that don't know, we've got three different crypto bundled products. And essentially what they are, they act very much like an ETF or a mutual fund. You'll come along, you'll arrive at the platform, you'll sign up. It's really simple and quick to sign up and verify your account. And then you can make an investment with as little as 500 grand. You get access then to a ready-made basket of cryptocurrencies. Mm-hmm. And we're not trying to actively outperform the market at Revix. We're not trying to pick individual cryptocurrencies. We're giving you index-based exposure. So if the market goes down, you know, your investment goes down. If the market goes up, your investment goes up. But you don't get the fees, and you don't get, you know, the complexity that goes along with either trying to build a really complicated portfolio yourself and keep up to date with this very fast-evolving market. And at the same time, you're just getting broad-based exposure at a really low cost. And if you think about sort of another big narrative, which, Simon, I'm sure is exciting you as well, 4 years ago, you didn't have any value locked in the DeFi space. DeFi wasn't even a term. The term decentralized finance really, really started growing and becoming more ubiquitous in 2021. Now there's $270 billion that is sitting in DeFi protocols. And I think this is an area of crypto that's going to become a lot bigger. So it's also just, you know, watch that space.
And then, of course, we've got the metaverse, the NFTs, online gaming. And truthfully, we've kind of had this before. Second Life. Second Life almost 20 years old. World of Warcraft. I mean, these were kind of metaverses, but of course technology, code, etc. has moved on. And we're starting to see that sort of merging of them.
You are. You're seeing the metaverse, you're seeing NFTs, you're seeing online gaming, casinos, you know, all of this is sort of coming together. And crypto and blockchain in particular, sort of, you know, providing the backbone or the architecture really for these different industries to coexist. And I find it really fascinating. You go into the metaverse right now, you can go to a Samsung store and you can actually use crypto to purchase virtual items. I mean, that's absolutely remarkable. You can actually take out a virtual loan in Decentraland. I mean, this is sort of like mind-blowing stuff, and we're right at the beginning of this, which is really exciting. And I love the fact that it is weird and it's quirky, and you know, people still kind of don't understand where this is going to head. But I just look at sort of, you know, the use case of blockchain technology and the use case of cryptocurrency and all of these emerging areas. And I mean, to me, it just gets me excited, right? I mean, we've built a business in this area, and there's just so much going on.
Yeah, it is. I mean, parts of it look crazy. Part of it's looked less crazy. Part of it's looked like, as I said, you know, I was playing Second Life almost 20 years ago.
Sorry to interrupt quickly. I think if we went back, I don't know, let's go 10, 15 years, right? And we were saying to each other, hey, listen, we're going to be jumping into these cars with strangers and be taken around. And be going like, that's absolutely nuts, right? And then I'm going to be standing taking a selfie. And then the moment I take the selfie, which would have been really weird back then by itself, I'm then going to share it with my friends. Like that's normal to say. But remember, that was weird back then. And I think we're sort of looking at this idea of having virtual avatars in office spaces and all the rest in much the same way. I mean, who knows where this all goes, but it's going to be weird and it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it is. And I'm a big fan of VR. I'm a huge proponent of VR. A quick last question. You're running a new promotion. Give us a quick highlight of that.
Yeah, sure. So if you are a new customer to Revix and you go ahead and you sign up and verify your account, you must just use the promo code REVIX500. So that is Revix, same name as our company, 500. Once you've then made an investment of 5,000 Rand or more, you'll receive 500 Rand straight into your investment account, provided that you invest with us over 1 month. So it's really that simple. You sign up with the promo code REVIX500, you verify your account, you make a deposit of 5,000 Rand or more, and you get an immediate 10% return guaranteed.
Okay, so Revex 500, that's the important part there. We'll leave it there. Sean Saunders, CEO, founder, Revex. Appreciate the early morning.
We all have different investment needs. Some of us want to preserve our money for retirement, and others to create wealth for the next generation. At Stanlib, we have a team of investment specialists that can help you achieve any investment goal. So whether your money is looking for more certainty, more return, or more impact through your investments, we have a solution for your investment needs, no matter the time horizon. Join us over the next few months as we provide insights into the solutions we offer to meet your money needs. To find out more, visit stanlib.com or speak to your financial advisor. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. License number 719.
MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
Joining now with Wayne McCurry, Senior Portfolio Manager, F&B Wealth and Investment. Wayne, appreciate the early morning this Friday. A bunch of updates coming through. Willie's perhaps the biggie. First glance, it looks poor. But then when I suppose we knew the issues, hard lockdowns in Australia and the like. Your take on Willie's?
No, look, I didn't think it was too bad. Obviously, as you said, they were affected by hard lockdown in Australia. But equally as important, the unrest in July came into these numbers. And they said the trading, so their turnover was actually down. Mm-hmm. But they said the trading in the last 6 weeks was, you know, positive 2.5%, which isn't fantastic, but it's certainly not bad, you know. So I would have maybe expected a little bit more, because even though they got their turnover growth, that's still below inflation.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a bad update. You know, certainly you had to go through all the details, because, as you said, on the face of it, it didn't look good at all.
Yeah, and they did go into a fair bunch of a detail, yes, and credited. They also lost Boxing Day, which that's just a calendar issue, which obviously, yes, hurts a little bit. Distell also a great update. And I mean, you know, what, 2 years ago, probably no one liked the stock. Then, of course, everyone liked it. Then Heineken wants it. And now everyone's moaning. I suppose partly it's our fault as a market for not bidding it up to a price which perhaps better reflected what was a really quality update.
Yeah, look, it was a very, very good update. You know, the market's a strange thing. You know, it will push a share up massively, and then this is not the case with Distell, but the market will push a share up massively. Then the company comes with a fairly good update, but somehow it doesn't match what the share was expecting. Then the share falls, and then the market blames the company for the share falling.
Yeah,
you know, that's unfortunately the way it works. But no, the Distell update actually was a good update.
Yeah,
and I never realized the actual splits, you know, between the various products, how big some of the products are.
Yeah, they've got some giants there, and I mean, it's going to be, I mean, we're losing a lot from the JSE. I think this is going to be perhaps one, yes, of the more unfortunate ones. Commodities, we're seeing a bit of movement in commodities. Some of it is on inflation worry. Some of it oil, which we've chatted about before. Last year when we were talking commodities, I mean, I remember quite clearly around mid-year, you were like, be careful here. And you were right. Prices were down. They're picking up again. Is this a blimp, or, yes, is this perhaps a trend we could see running through the rest of the year?
Yeah, look, I mean, in the middle of last year when I said prices were a bit high, the shares did come off, but then they got to a level where we actually bought again, mm-hmm, you know, a couple of months later. And now you're getting a little bit worried again about the actual share prices. The underlying commodity market doesn't worry me, because unless inflation stays at 7% in America, global economic growth should be reasonable. You know, there's one big difference between this rising interest rate environment and previous ones. Is there's no consumer or corporate or financial system debt bubble that the rising interest rates are going to burst. And that's a huge difference between the previous cycle. So the underlying economy should be okay. It'll just be maybe the rating of the market that'll come under pressure because of rising interest rates. So you've got to just, you know, be well aware of that.
Yeah, I mean, balance sheets, both, as you mentioned, both corporate and individual. And individual, they were helped a lot by you know, money from the state, etc. But yes, nonetheless, those balance sheets are actually perfectly robust in many cases.
There's no, thank goodness, there's no consumer bubble or corporate debt bubble. I mean, even in South Africa, balance sheets are not bad. We're not over-geared here.
Yeah. A quick last question. I mentioned in my intro, China is raising mortgage rates, trying to stimulate the economy. We saw GDP out early Monday morning. It was okay, maybe a little bit weak. Is China a giant concern for you or just another one of the global players out there?
Yeah, look, I think China's, the debt levels in China have always been a concern for a very long time. Chinese growth will slow down this year from 8% down to about 5%, maybe even a bit below 5%. And certainly the Chinese authorities are worried. That's why they're cutting interest rates. That's why they're sort of toning down on interference in the market and legislation and common prosperity. Those things have gone very much onto the back burner now because they're worried about the economy. So I don't think it's a big concern, but Chinese growth will clearly slow down.
Yeah, we will leave that there. That is Wayne McCurry, Senior Portfolio Manager, FNB Wealth and Investment. Appreciate the early morning.
We all have different investment needs. Some of us want to preserve our money for retirement and others to create wealth for the next generation. At Stanlib, we have a team of investment specialists that can help you achieve any investment goal. So whether your money is looking for more certainty, more return, or more impact through your investments, we have a solution for your investment needs, no matter the time horizon. Join us over the next few months as we provide insights into the solutions we offer to meet your money needs. To find out more, visit stanlib.com or speak to your financial advisor. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. License number 719.
MoneyWeb now. On the money. Also available on podcast.
My take for this week, BHP Group, as it is now known, they made an announcement last year. They've got a dual corporate structure, which is a little bit messy, but essentially it's two companies, one listed in the UK, one listed in Australia, and then they're completely separate legal structures, separate share registers, and etc. We've got an inward listed out of the UK. Of course, there's also ADRs in the US. What they're doing is they're moving this now into one company, one listed illegal structure, one share register and the like. That has implications for the actual business of the share, neither here nor there. But this is going to trigger a tax event. This will be effective next Friday. And essentially, SARS would deem you to have sold your BHP Group shares on the close and then rebought the following trading day, which means that sale triggers a CGT. Of course, you haven't received any cash flow because you didn't actually sell it. And it does mean that going forward, when you do eventually sell one day, you've got a higher base price. There's no way to avoid this. I mean, unfortunately, what you could do is say, well, to heck with it, I'm going to sell ahead of next Friday. And that's going to trigger a CGT event. It is unfortunate for South African shareholders. There is nothing we can do about it that will trigger the event. And what's also we're seeing, they're doing that deal with Woodside. Now, remember, Woodside, Australian company, BHP Group is putting their petroleum assets into Woodside. They'll end up owning some 50%. They're taking those shares. They're dispersing them to shareholders. But here's the trick. They're only going to be listed primarily in Australia, secondary listings in London and New York, not in South Africa. So what happens to JC shareholders? Well, we simply don't get those shares. I'm imagining BHP will then sell the Woodside shares into the market and then send us the cash as JC shareholders. That event happening towards middle of next year. And broadly, I'm a holder of BHP. It is it's a massively low-cost iron ore, mining iron ore at the moment at about $13 a ton, with iron ore over $100. They're getting rid of all of their petroleum assets. I quite like that. And they're going to be generating massive free cash flow, most of it, I suspect, coming back to shareholders. So much as we saw a special dividend, I think we're probably going to be seeing more coming through, but you are going to have a CGT event triggered. That's it for the show. A poll we're asking you today on our LinkedIn and Twitter profiles, chatting with Sean Saunders there, metaverse, NFTs, gaming, cryptos, etc. Is this a space you watch as a potential investment? Are you perhaps buying some land in the metaverse? I got to say, I don't. The buying land in metaverse is weird, right? Because, I mean, I can just make more of it. Whereas land is, what's the saying? They're not making more of it. That's true on Earth, but it's not true in the metaverse. Is it a space you watch? Is it a potential investment? Or or trade for you. Have your vote, have your say on LinkedIn and Twitter. Yesterday, we were talking around luxury with Preston Narumsamy from Nedbank. Richemont trading update, stock up 5%, massive update. And the question was, do you hold the stock? A quarter of you were yes, about a tenth of you said nope, you're preferring the offshore, the Tiffany's and the like. Almost two-thirds of you said nope, you missed it. And I got to say, that kind of gladdens my heart in a maybe silly way, because I also missed it, and at least I wasn't the only one who completely misread luxury in a pandemic. Have your vote, have your say, Twitter and LinkedIn. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. We're live every weekday morning on the MoneyWeb website and app, 6:30 a.m. podcast just after 7. Thanks to my team, Nicole, Nabokhle, Eddie. Thanks to you for listening. My guests for their early morning. My name is Simon Brown. This is MoneyWeb Now. We'll chat again Monday.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb Now podcast, posted every weekday at 7 a.m. on moneyweb.co.za. MoneyWeb Now. On the money.